Good evening, one and all, and welcome to our midweek church service on this 25th day of August, 2021. Welcome to those that are joining us on the phone, those here in the room, those listening to the recording, and glad to have you in fellowship with us once again. Our dear brother James has been called to work to cover for a work buddy, and so he won't be here tonight or next Wednesday. And we're not going to continue in Revelation because that's Brother James's study, and he has things prepared. So I figure what we can do tonight is to open this up for a testimony, singing. If you have questions and answers, we'll do our best to address them. But that's what I have lined up for this evening. And so good to see you once again. It's been about a month or so since I've had my image up here in the room, except for a couple little short spots so Brother James could see my beard. Which I cut off and grew for about 3 weeks or so. But
he has pictures, Dick.
Yeah,
brother, tell Brother Dick what you did.
Yeah, I took pictures because I wanted to remember what I looked like so I wouldn't have to grow it again.
You wanted to save them for the grandchildren.
Yeah, I did. Anyway, when I shaved it off, I left a goatee and took a picture of that. And then I left the mustache and took a picture of that. And Michelle didn't like any of them. So so they're all gone.
How is she anyway?
Today's a good day for Michelle, but she's right here. I'll let her give her testimony.
Today is a better day. I went outside, sat in the swing with Bob, and the dogs came and sat with us, but then they got all their pets and loves, and then they left. And so it's still a little, I still have some problems with, like breathing and stuff. Sometimes just some a little bit, but I'm going to see how I do in the meeting. So, but just, the Lord's blessing and getting better. Bob's got more stamina and energy than I do. So the coughing isn't as bad. I have to take melatonin at night to sleep. Bob said that my breathing's doing a lot better. So, but outside of that, I'm doing better. So, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord indeed. Well, I've chosen for our opening song tonight one that most are familiar with, but one that is proven over and over again to be 100% true. Jesus will not fail. Earthly friends may prove untrue. Doubts and fears assail. One still loves and cares for you. one who will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails.
Though the sky be dark and drear, fierce and strong the gale, just remember He is near, and Jesus will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails.
In life's dark and bitter hour, love will still prevail. Trust His everlasting power. Jesus will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails.
Amen. And what a Savior He is. The same yesterday, today, and forever, and He will never fail us. I pray that we will never doubt His love for us. Well, it's now time for opening prayer, and who would like to offer that for our service tonight? And please go right ahead.
I shall try. Loving Father in heaven, we thank You for Your unfailing love. You've seen us through some pretty bad times. It just tells us that if we can trust You now, as we're dealing with the footman, that when it comes time to run with the horses, we pray we'll be able to trust You then. Be with us this evening as we share in song and experience. I thank You for Rose and Anna, who have helped me. And I also praise Your name that Elaine didn't get it. I think it would have been especially bad if she'd had with her Parkinson's. Somehow you saw fit for her not to get it. I thank You for that. I thank You that Jonathan and Julie are better. Israel tells me that his family's got it, and he's staying on the road to not pick it up and mess up his work schedule. Protect him as he travels. Lay Your healing hand on the family. Help us to learn to trust you more. And this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, dear brother. And it's so good to see and to hear you. A little bit stronger than the last time. Keep getting stronger, dear brother. That's the one thing I've noticed about this is it took me about 2 weeks to finally get over the fever. And now this is the third week. And this week has been mostly recuperating from all the expenditure of energy to fight the infection. And it's amazing to me how tired I get. But God is good. God is merciful. And may we praise him continuously while we still are able to. So Jesus indeed will not fail. And thank you, Savior. Well, this is a testimony / singing / question and answer. So are there any testimonies or any songs or any questions that you'd like to bring forth? Please go right ahead.
Well, I can think of a song, Family of God. Do you have that one? We have a worldwide family. Thank you, Lord. There was prayers all over the world for everyone to get better. And even maybe in native tongues, that would be great. But praise God. It doesn't matter who you are. He just wants you to be part of his family.
I thought I had it on my list and I cannot find it. Sorry, dear sister.
Well, that's okay. What's that other one? I'll have to think about it. I know it, but I can't put the words together. Let me think about it for a minute.
You know, I hate to point the finger. I would be much stronger, better off already, but I get calls 5 to 10 times a night. Dick, help. I want up, I want down. I want to go over there. We need to go to the bathroom. And that's just making my recovery time slow. To spend, though it be blood, to spend and spare not. So send I you to help those less fortunate. Oh, and I wanted to say that we have a couple Adventists here in town, Kevin and Christy. They run a little herb store, and he runs a computer business. And she brought me out some food the other day in little plastic boxes. Said, warm this up, and you won't have to scrounge around and find something to cook. And I thought to myself, oh, my, did she go next door and buy this from a restaurant? Anna told me to stop eating anything that came out of boxes, bags, bottles, cans. They eat nothing like that down there. They get fresh stuff from the market. And so I'm trying to eliminate that. Well, I asked her today about it. She said, no, we didn't buy it from the folks next door. We made that at home. Some of that stuff comes out of our own garden. And that made me feel good. It helped me stay in line. They've really been good to us. I was ordered to give Mama Elaine a steam bath. And I got out my old steam cabinet and I looked at it and I said, I don't have any way of making sure I don't burn somebody. And Christy says, we have an infrared cabinet down at our place. It won't burn you. So we go down to her place every couple of days and crawl in this box and turn it on. And it infraredly warms us up to about 114 to 20 degrees. And we sweat, and that's good. And I ask her, how much do I owe you for this steam box treatment? Don't worry about it, she says. I said, listen, you paid a lot of money for this thing. It's part of your business. I don't expect to benefit from it for nothing. She just put her arms around me and said, that's okay. We've had an invitation to go to two different homes in South America. Their hearts are so open down there. I don't know any American, including my family, that would say, forget it, come over and stay with us. But that's the way they are. And if it weren't for the likelihood, I can't prove it, but the jab to go international flights, it would sure be tempting. Mama Elaine says, it'd be hard for me. I wouldn't understand a thing. And I understand that. So it won't happen real soon, but their houses and their hearts are open. And we praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. We'll be keeping it all in prayer, dear brother, especially for extra grace and strength to handle the extra responsibilities. But praise God that he's opened a way for you to receive infrared heat treatment. I've never heard of that particular way of taking a steam bath, but that definitely sounds safer than boiling water.
Well, it's not a steam bath, but it makes you sweat, so it does the same thing. Back in California, Daddy used to have a big furnace about this big round sticking through that wall. He'd feed fire wood in the other side, and the people in the steam room would throw water on the rocks and the stove. We had a real steam bath. And when we got through with that, we'd run out in the other room and dive into a 6 or 7 foot tub full of cold water. Which Anna says, it's good. It's just my vitality. Can't take my shirt right now.
I was reading I get like little news update things. And the airlines are now saying that they're not going to require cloth masks. So if we travel with cloth, we can't do it. They won't allow it. So I'm just kind of thankful because I don't want to travel anywhere for a long time. So I just want to stay here with Bob for a while and just get over this. And I thank the Lord that we are getting over it. And that, Adele and Jesse don't have it. If we need stuff from the store, we just call them or call Adele and she goes and gets the stuff and then she leaves it at the front gate. She doesn't come in. Brother Bob's been getting it lately. So, and then our next door neighbor has been leaving us things by the front gate and I've asked them, please don't do this because, you know, I mean, they're both, you know, they're both vaccinated. So they're in their 70s. And so, but anyway, she calls me and says that we've left something for you by the gate and it's vegetables. And I think I cooked up some of the zucchini. I'm not sure. I don't remember, but. Anyway, it was really good. So, but with the traveling now, it's like all the airlines, are requiring different types of masks instead of the cloth masks. So that's why I don't want to go anywhere. So. Just was letting you know about that info I read today. So, hi, Sister Jean. No.
Hi, glad you're feeling well enough to at least talk a little bit.
Yeah, not sure how much longer I'll be able to stay in here, but because I'm starting to get really tired and winded. So, but I'll try and stay.
Speaking of people leaving food at your gate, my sister-in-law has, while I was pretty bad shape, she would call me on the phone and say, Dick, I'm going to bring some food over and set it on your porch for you. Set a receptacle out there for me. And she would come wearing gloves and a mask. She figured I was over it. Now she'll come in the house. And I've been over to her house. I don't recall for what. But she's been good to us. She's been helpful.
Amen, and praise God for arranging things to help take care of his family. So, amen. One thing I noticed is that when I was fighting the fever, I'd have it was about a week and a half is when I started to notice a little difference. But it would be 2 days advance and then 1 day setback. And then 1 day advance, 1 day setback. 2 days advance, 1 day setback. But at least it was progressing in the right direction. And now since I no longer have a fever, it is no longer setbacks. It is advancement each day, but very slow. I would love it if I was able to get back to to my normal energy level. But yeah, I wake up in the morning, I feel good, I get dressed, get out of bed, and then the energy starts to wane. So at least I feel great in the morning. But each day, to God's glory, it's increasing. And I am so grateful that it is not retrograding, but it is indeed increasing, even though it's slower than what I would like. So God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We have a reason.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
God, did you have Rose taking care of you over the phone and helping you direct you in your case?
Sister Rose has suggested some things for us. Okay. We tried them, and it did not set well with either of us, and so we stopped that. What I have found helps me the most is when I had the fever, grape juice, the 100% Welch's grape juice, Concord grape juice, helped me the most as far as liquids. When I would eat something, I would take a multivitamin. I would take a vitamin B complex. I would take zinc. I would take vitamin D3. And that seemed to help me the most in overcoming the effects of this. I still take those supplements and they are helping. I remember there was one or two days I did not take them, and I noticed that my recuperative ability was not as good as it was when I was taking them. So I know that they have a beneficial effect. Other than that, I have a craving for lima beans. Don't ask me why, but lima beans have been really good. And that's about the only craving I've had was lima beans. But you know, I've had other vegetables and other fruit and other items added into the diet, especially to help regain some of the weight that I have lost. It's about 10 pounds that I have lost. And as thin as I am, I need to get those 10 pounds back. But all in good timing, you know. So now to our song, There Shall Be Showers of Blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain, showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drips round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
There shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers we plead.
There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing. Now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Amen. And it's God's blessings, especially his grace, that makes life in this wicked world worth living. Can you imagine how hopeless things would be without God's blessings? It would be miserable. But praise Jesus that he made it all possible for us to receive the blessings of our Father because of his love for his Son and his love for us. Are there any other requests or any other testimonies? Please feel free, dear ones.
Do you have the song, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow? No? Okay. I'll keep looking.
I also, with the Lord's help, wanted to thank my hubby for helping me and me helping him to get over this sickness. And we're just praising the Lord that we're both doing very well, a lot better. And I noticed that when I have this, my right hand would be shaking a lot. But now since I'm getting my strength and everything back, it's not shaking, which I praise the Lord. So. But that's another praise the Lord. So anyway, but, oh, okay. Well, I'll be quiet now. I'm getting winded. So anyway, so all right. Love you all.
Here you go, dear Sister Joan.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live for day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining, there's no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my.
Hey man, it's been a long time since I heard that song, and thank you so much, dear sister, for suggesting it. Are there any other songs or testimonies that you'd like to give, dear ones? Please feel free.
I think you have this song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Ah.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief.
trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. Savior, hear my humble cry. On another forward calling, do not pass me by.
Thou, the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee, whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. And Jesus will not fail.
I think of Fanny Crosby, who wrote the words, who was blind. I don't know how much she was able to see in her lifetime, but I think most of her life she was blind, and yet she wrote the most beautiful words. And you can just feel her faith in all of these words. I remember singing this song when I was a kid. And it was kind of like a prayer to me. And I read a story one time about, I think it was in Uncle Arthur's Bedtime Stories, about a little boy who was in a hospital ward. And he heard that everyone that raised their hand, the angel would come by and would give them comfort. But he was too weak to raise his hand. And so the nurses propped his arm up so his hand would be raised. And in the morning, he had passed away, but his hand was still up. And I used to read these stories, and it would just bring tears to your eyes to think of the faith and the help that others give. Praise the Lord that he has put love in our hearts for our family and our brothers and sisters.
Amen. I would like to praise the Lord for being a God who hears and answers prayers, not just for ourselves, but for others as well. And thank you, Father, indeed, for your healing grace.
Well, to give a little report on Brian Acree that we were praying for, he had had COVID for 2 weeks, and he took a turn for the worse he wasn't able to get a lot of oxygen, and they took him to the hospital. And so we all had prayer for him, and I had texted his father. They live in Missouri, and his father said that they had picked him up from the hospital. He was doing better and thanked us all for our prayers. I told Stephen, that's his father, that Let There Be Light Ministries was worldwide. And I said there were prayers going up for Brian from all over the world. And I named a few of the countries. I think I hit most of them. Anyway, it's just wonderful to know that we can share our faith with brothers and sisters all over the world. It doesn't matter where they are. When they know God and they have the love of God in their hearts, we are all of one mind, and we all belong to God. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord indeed that Brian's doing better and is now back home. That is fantastic. Dear ones, are there any other testimonies or praises or songs that you'd like to bring forth before we have a season of prayer? And please go right ahead. Well, let's go ahead and open it up for a season of prayer. I will go ahead and start, and whoever would like to pray afterwards, please feel free. Let us please bow our heads. Precious Father, we thank you so very much that you are a miracle-working God, that your thoughts are for your people all around the world. Your love is manifest in an infinite way to each one of your children, especially in sending Jesus to be our Savior and to bring us back home. We thank you for hearing and answering prayers according to thy perfect will and timing. Thank you so much for hearing and answering my prayers and the prayers of this church family, especially for healing and recovery. We thank you for sparing us, dear Father, and for allowing us to come back and participate in fellowship and to have the grace and the strength to do so, especially in praising your name from whom all blessings flow. Pray that you'll continue to be with those that are sick or perhaps are in the hospital because of this COVID. Please draw close to each one. Savior, take their hand and let them know that you are there, that you've taken over their case, and that your perfect will be accomplished in their lives. Help them indeed to rest in thy love and not worry or fear about the future. We pray, dear Father, that not a single precious believer will die because of this affliction, but that you may raise them up so that they may have a living testimony of your merciful kindness and care. Thank you that we can come to you in any time of day or night, even just to talk. And we thank you that we're a day closer to getting off of this wicked, sin-cursed, and diseased world to enter into a so much better life with thee. Continue to be with us, and thank you so very much again for thy great love. We love you too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for your healing touch on so many, and for those that are in the process of healing, send them comfort and don't let them be discouraged, because this is a terrible curse, this COVID. We ask that you would be with Brother James as he takes on a job for and covers for another person, that you would keep him safe, that any COVID that would be in the place where he is would be stopped from infecting him and bring him back when he can lead us again in Revelation and Daniel. Protect him while he's away. Be with all of our brothers and sisters in different parts of the world, and let them know that there's a protective armor around them, your love. Thank you so much for hearing our prayers and for keeping us safe and for touching us with your healing hand, for giving us the knowledge about what foods are good for our bodies to help them heal naturally. And thank you for sending the Holy Spirit who brings joy and comfort. And thank you for the faith that we know is safe to put in you, the faith and trust. And thank you for allowing us to return the love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello?
We thank you for this Wednesday night that we can get together and share our experiences and tell of your grace and your love. The world thinks that you're vengeful, but Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Help us to believe that we might be good witnesses for him. Give us a good night and help me to help Elaine. I pray in Jesus' name.
Hello.
Sister Chotka, we're having prayer. Would you like to offer prayer?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you tonight for the Wednesday night service. The ministry had to ask that you would bless us in a special way, continue to watch over us, keep us safe, Lord, protect us. tonight is when we depart from one another and bring us back at the appointed time safely, and bless me tonight as I have to attend another study. Give us wisdom, guidance, and clarity, and thank you for healing them. Continue to bless us and continue to put your healing hand among us as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, as always, we come to you this day with joy and thanks that we can come before you and worship together online. Of course, we come before you every day in private or in shared prayer or both, but the fellowship we feel in meeting with brothers and sisters in other parts of the world does bring a very special joy. Please help us to remember that no matter what happens in our lives, we always belong to you. Even when we falter, we are still yours. You will never forsake us. And what a huge blessing that is. We have given our lives into your hands. We no longer try to make things happen of our own accord, but in asking for your help in doing what we think we should, we know that you are in charge of us and our lives, always. Another huge blessing. Please also help us to understand and remember your laws and enable us to live exactly the way you would have us live. Please help us never to forget that we owe our lives to you. Finally, Father, we want to thank you that we all have the chance to be among the remnant who will be saved and will dwell with you forever. May we not lose that opportunity. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, good night, everybody, and have a blessed evening. See you Friday.
And amen.
I do want to say something. I'm going to try, well, probably the start of next year. I'm going to try and see if I can get the women's meeting back up again, but I'm just going to see how it goes. Please keep that in prayer. I don't want to push myself. So just keep that in prayer. And I'll try to get that going back up when I can.
Well, thank you, dearest. And as you are able, then God will bless. Dear ones, are there any last thoughts that you would like to share before Brother Dick sings us away? Please feel free.
You know, I'm so happy to see everybody back again. Even though you may not be 100%, you were very much missed. We certainly did miss Brother Dick. And keep looking up. Even though we sang Keep Looking Up, it wasn't the same. We've missed the dark cloud. So happy to have everything back again. Praise the Lord.
You know, I think we would all benefit if as a group, excuse me, we could go through Ministry of Healing. I think it would give us a lot of the basic principles to go on to share with others and tell others how we have, with God's help, overcome sickness.
Amen. That's a very good idea, dear sister. And we'll see how we can fit that in. It's a very important book and information. Dear ones, thank you so very much for your fellowship and participation. It always makes meetings like this very enjoyable. And again, thank you for your continued prayers. And praise God that things are moving forward. And we'll take progress no matter how little it is, because it's still progress. So until we meet again, which will be this Friday evening, Lord willing, keep looking up.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking.